second to none. I know Lindsay. He's a dear friend. Don't be fooled. None of what they're saying about Lindsay is true. There are radical differences between Lindsay and his opponent. Lindsay has been a huge part of the growth and success of South Carolina. It's why we need to keep him.
Remember, early voting has begun. Let's keep Lindsey Graham working for South Carolina.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message and ask for your vote on Tuesday, November the 3rd.
Paid for by Team Graham.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. They're the best. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you're not going to First Class Halt. You're not getting First Class service. You second class service, third class service, but you're not getting First Class Halt service. That's just the way it is. I mean, all their techs have 15 to 35 years experience with these specific vehicles. No one knows these vehicles better than First Class Halt, and that's including the dealerships, who often have much younger people working on your vehicles. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but experience matters when it comes to working on your vehicles and knowing those vehicles. They also have the specialized diagnostic equipment, the finest in the industry, Hunter machinery. It just doesn't get better. That's why all the reviews are five stars. That's why you hear all these unsolicited testimonials all the time from people about First Class Halt. And they believe in completely honest service. They will never sell you a service that you don't need. Never. Any work they do will be pre-approved by you. You will know the cost of any such work in advance. Here are their specials for October. $10 e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change. I run that in everything. $5 e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil Super. $15 off any previously recommended BG flush service. And 10% off any labor on any work that Halt has suggested that you do from the last year. So if you've been putting something off for 9 months that they told you that maybe you need to look at, now would be the time to get it fixed. So do it. Go see him in Anderson and Greenville, two locations to serve you. You will thank me later. Let me just make this perfectly clear about what I'm talking about, okay? Ole Miss is allowing 633 yards, 635 yards per game defensively. Not one game, every game. Not just Florida or Alabama, but Kentucky. Every team that has played Ole Miss has had 600 yards of offense. Kentucky just under. Kentucky rushed for over 40 yards. Kentucky didn't even need to bother throwing a pass. So here's the thing. Don't tell me anything about Ole Miss's offense. All right, they're a 1-2 football team that won the one game they won against a Kentucky team that can't score. Kentucky was in the 40s and missed the extra point. That's how Ole Miss won. Other than that, right. Other than that, they're allowing 635 yards per game on defense. I'm sorry. It's hard to win that way. It just is. I don't care who you're playing. I don't think much of Arkansas. I think that Pittman's done a nice little job so far. But will he beat Ole Miss? Yeah. Yeah, because he is a live human being playing defense. Now, are they decimated with injuries? Yeah, Arkansas is one of those injured teams in the country right now. And again, will it matter? No, because again, on Saturday, Felipe Franks going to be named the offensive player of the week in college football. whatever Felipe Franks' fails have been up to now, trust me, on Saturday, he's going to look like God's gift to football against Ole Miss. On Saturday, he's just like Kellen Mond against Florida. On Saturday, Felipe Franks is going to look like the greatest quarterback in SEC history. He's going to be the star of that game. You watch. He's going to go like 34 of 39 for 410 yards and rush for 100. And the tailback's going to rush for 200. And Arkansas is going to put up 600 and something yards of offense. And they're going to win 45-38. How about that? And no, I don't like either one of those teams, but hard to pick a team that's giving up 635 yards a game on defense. You don't find many of those. In fact, like never. I would suggest to you that that's the singular worst figure in the history of football. Now, will that hold up? I don't know. It's really almost impossible to allow 635 yards per game for a whole year. But hey, I think they have a shot. I'm optimistic. Alex, how are you, Alex?
Walt, my man. Hey, don't worry, I'm not calling the
talk to you, Alex.
Trash from Drew Brees. Yeah, I'll let you go for hitting on my man, hey. Drew Brees, which you bring up every time somebody trashes on Brady. You pull Drew Brees into the conversation, and I don't know why you don't just leave him alone.
Well, because, Alex, let's be honest, I mean, you can't throw a football 5 yards anymore. It's over. I mean, it's been over for 2 years. And you know, look, he's been a great quarterback. He's been one of the greatest of all time. He's a top 15 all-time quarterback. If he was 6'4", he might be Brady, you know, but he's not and he won't. And honestly, I think he may be replaced this year. I would not be surprised to see at some point they go to Jameis Winston, because he just can't throw a football at all anymore. And it's a shame, because, I mean, he's such a legend and you hate to see him this way. But, I mean, it's not just me talking about this now. It's everybody talking about this. And, you know, and they're pointing out in every broadcast that his average airtime on all these throws are 4 yards. Well, you just can't, you know, can't do that. I mean, if the Chargers had kept playing football, they would have won the game. They stopped, you know.
I just, you know, hopefully his relationship with Sean is good enough that, you know, that he'll listen to him when it is time to hang it up. Hey, but hey, listen, boy, I wanted to say something real quick about Knowles fan, the caller. I hate FSU, but I got to tell you, that guy's, he's gaining my respect. He's crazy as a loon, but his faith is unshakable in that team. Hello?
I'm sorry, Alex. You broke up for a second.
Knowles fan, his faith is unshakable in that team, no matter how bad they are. It's commendable, I gotta say.
Yeah, no question. He's a loyalist, and every week he picks his team, and every week he's, you know, wrong. But he's faithful. He's a loyalist. There's no question about that. And he's a good guy. I mean, he really is a good guy. And someday his team will return to prominence. And I think it will be under this coach. But you know, I knew before the year it wouldn't be this year. And I don't think it'll be next year. I mean, I think it's going to take a little bit of time.
For sure. Listen, I got to go, but I'm going to give you my three picks real quick so I can say that, so I can brag about them Monday when I get them all wrong. I'm going to go against you. Yeah. I'm going to say Alabama over Georgia because it's 20.
You mean like the other night with Coastal Carolina and Louisiana Lafayette?
Hey, if if Louisiana Lafayette hadn't had that penalty on the last drive when it was third and one, they would have won that game. That one penalty cost them. But anyways, my pick is Alabama over Georgia because it's 2020 and defense doesn't matter. I got Ole Miss over Arkansas because it's 2020 and defense doesn't matter. And I got Mississippi State because it's 2020 and defense doesn't matter. And I'll take you trashing my my opinions off the air.
Yes, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not. You know what? I agree fundamentally that defense doesn't matter unless your defense is the worst defense in the country, as Ole Miss's is. And when you're the worst defense in the country, it does matter because they're 1-2. And quite honestly, they should be 0-3. So, because they were outplayed by Kentucky. And they were dominated physically by Kentucky. They really should be winless. So in their case, it does matter. I mean, they have one win by 1 point over Kentucky, a Kentucky team they allowed to rush for over 400 yards. And again, on the Alabama-Georgia thing, I just think Georgia's the better football team. I thought going into the year that that Georgia was way better than people believed, and I've seen nothing to change my mind. Let's be clear. Tennessee's points against Georgia didn't come from their offense. They came from Georgia mistakes, and they basically scored nothing against Georgia. They had one play. They had one 30-yard touchdown pass, and that's it for the whole game. Last three quarters, I think the last three quarters against Georgia, they had like 20 yards. Now, obviously, Alabama's offense, a completely different animal. And they're going to make plays. I mean, I'm not suggesting that Georgia's going to stone. I think a great defensive job against a team like Alabama is, you know, to hold them to, you know, 30 or something. But I just think Georgia's better. I think they're the better football team. I think across the board they have better players. I think Alabama has some areas where they're better, like their receiving core as a whole. Although I don't think it's as drastically better as people believe. I think Georgia's a lot of talent in that receiving core. They just have to keep activating it, which I think they're starting to. But if you look the defensive side of the football, there aren't a lot of guys playing for Alabama right now who could start at Georgia. There just aren't. Georgia is better almost everywhere than Alabama on defense. Almost everywhere. I just think they're a better team, and I think they'll win the game. Corey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hello? Good, Corey. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey,
go ahead, Corey.
I wanted to call and say that I completely called that Coastal Carolina upset. The funny thing is, when I called the upset, before I called the upset, I said it's a funny thing that people don't realize that Coastal Carolina or South Carolina isn't even the second best football team in the state. And everyone laughed at me. And then when I called that upset, now an ESPN writer is saying the same exact same thing, saying that Coastal Carolina is a better football team than South Carolina at this moment.
Did you call that here on the show?
I did not. I put it on Facebook, though. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, look, I think Coastal's been good all year, right from the start, and I thought that the 9 points was like stealing, and they won a huge game. Yeah, look, that's an enormous win for that program, and quite honestly, you know, you've got Willie Korn down there as offensive coordinator, and Jamie's doing a great job as head coach. That whole bunch have done a terrific job. I think that's the most innovative offense in America. I think they show more different things and put more on your preparation plate than any other offense in the country right now. And I'm not saying they're the best offense in America because they don't have the best personnel, but they have good personnel and they're utilizing it. They're making you defend every yard of the field. They're showing you so many different looks. They're showing you some triple option stuff. They're throwing the ball around. You know, they're just putting a lot on your plate from an eye discipline standpoint, and so far no one has stood up to it. And I'm not sure when they're going to. They have a tough schedule. They could win out. They could go unbeaten.
Yeah, I think
all right, that's a really good football team. And that win at Louisiana Lafayette was an enormous win for that program. Enormous. Congratulations to all those coaches and all those players.
They also have Clemson's own Adrian Dunn as their strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah. I mean, it really is an amazing job, and they've taken an enormous leap forward from last year. Last year they won like six games. You know, Louisiana Lafayette sort of whacked them last year. This is a different team, and with McCall at quarterback, the redshirt freshman, and a stable of running backs. And you know, look, here's the other thing that it hasn't been talked enough. They went to Louisiana Lafayette and beat Louisiana Lafayette with their biggest player mismatch sidelined from injury. Isaiah Likely is the biggest offensive mismatch they have at tight end. No one has been able to deal with Isaiah Likely. He didn't play against Louisiana Lafayette. He was injured, and he missed that game. So they did that without him. I think they're better than App State. I think they're going to beat App State later in the year. Now, they have some games against Georgia Southern and Georgia State before then that'll be tough games in conference. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility they go unbeaten.
I completely agree.
All right, Corey, I'm going to let you go because I don't know what's going on here in the background. Look. An amazing, amazing job by that program, by that entire staff, everything they've done. I mean, they look like the Miami Dolphins, and they play like the old Miami Dolphins. You know, I mean, the offense is so imaginative, and you got such an incredible young leader in McCall, the redshirt freshman quarterback, who, you know, he was playing with a bum ankle the other night, too. He injured his ankle a couple times. The kid has toughness, too. I mean, it was just an astonishing performance to go to Louisiana. You know what? Here's the thing. And without Isaiah Likely at tight end, who, as I said, there's nobody in the country who can handle Likely. Likely is a mismatch. They did not have him. They had to play a near-perfect game. They could not turn it over. They were not going to beat Louisiana Lafayette by going there and turning it over. They never turned it over. In fact, I don't even think they put the ball on the ground. I mean a ball that they recovered themselves. I don't even think they put the ball on the ground. It was a near flawless game. You know, it was an odd game, too, because until that final field goal, there wasn't, to my recollection, there wasn't a field goal attempted in the game. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. For 80 years, the Gilstraps have been doing just roofs. It's what they do. They're the best in the business. They do roofs. Four generations of roofers. I've had people send me photos in the last couple of weeks of their homes that Gilstrap had done the roofs, and they were just ecstatic. A couple weeks back when that storm hit, I had three people write me in a 10-hour period asking for the number on an emergency basis because they had water damage in their home. You know, that's what most of us do, me included. I tell what I'd advise you to do. Do as I say, not as I did. Call Gilstrap Roofing in advance. Let them check your roof. Take advantage of that free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Head off the rain in your living room or on your hardwood floor. You know, we don't want to think about those things, but that's when we find out. So don't let that happen. Take advantage of that free checkup. Call my friends at Gilstrap. They'd be glad to help you. 269-1232, 269-1232. I have some funny texts and some texts I want to get to as well. You can get in on phone lines if you want. 654-7627, Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll get to the college football, you pick 'em games when we come back.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
For breakfast or lunch, tailgating or custom catering, even holiday family get-togethers, Dyer's Diner in Pendleton is like going to Grandma's on Sunday. A nearly 30-year tradition of Southern comfort food, Dyer's Diner is an upstate dining treasure. Breakfast served Tuesday through Friday, lunch Tuesday through Friday and Sunday. Family recipes and homemade desserts daily. Ask about catering, tailgate packages, and holiday meals. Dyer's Diner Pendleton at gmail.com. Call 646-7880.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
TakeCover Storage knows your time is valuable. Their exclusive virtual marina concierge service allows you to spend more time having fun and less time doing maintenance and cleaning your toys. Both services include dockside delivery, pickup, inflating towables, on-site fuel-ups, full detailing, battery checks, and more. Camper and RV services also available. Spend more time with your family and less time doing maintenance. Limited amount of RV specials for Clemson football season available. Call today to reserve your package at 864-608-9270.
Interviews, the most sought after guests. It's all on the Roar.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Walt Diptula, Red Rage, we are back. Walt Diptula here to tell you about Deanna, who took the help there and can't stop talking about it. Why? Because Deanna lost 28 pounds and 44 inches in just 4 weeks, even though she has a bad knee. She says the diet is very easy to stick to. She loves the recipes in the mobile app. If you struggle with the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, or sleep apnea, call the help there. They promise to reverse those symptoms in 30 days or your money back. Right now, the second program is free. So call 1-877-IDEAR-ME, 1-877-IDEAR-ME. You have to mention you heard it on the show to get the BOGO deal. 1-877-IDEAR-ME. Tell them you heard Walt Road Rage say it's a 2-for-1 deal. 1-877-IDEAR-ME. Take the dare or book your free consultation. Go to IDEARME.com. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's get to the you pick 'em games. That the by the way, the Braves game tonight, late game, starts at what, 8:08. I knew it was in there somewhere. 9:08. All right, so that's the time the game starts tonight. Late game. So we'll be playing baseball at midnight, I guess. All right, let's go through the you pick 'em games, Ramona. And I have come to understand, because I heard the end of Kelly and Kwok show, that that you and I may have the same picks like in the last 4 or 5 games.
Oh, is that right?
We shall see.
All right, you ready?
Apparently. Yeah, so let's start at the top, and I guess we'll start with the replacement game. Is that right?
If you want to, we can start with that. It's BYU at Houston.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
So all right. BYU at Houston. I took BYU.
Okay. Any particular reason?
They're the favorite, but I mean, I don't know anything about either one of these. I mean, it just popped up there. So.
So you're saying that that Kelly threw it at you late. Well, we had to throw something because the Florida game got canceled. You know, the Dan Mullen COVIDers, the Florida COVIDers, the game with the Florida COVIDers and the LSU Bengal Tigers got canceled. The COVIDers had to cancel because, you know, half their guys were sick, and apparently they were sick on their way to Texas A&M, but allegedly nobody thought to do anything about it. So you took, you're taking BYU.
Yes.
I'm taking Houston. I took Houston straight up. I've already given out Houston plus the 5 as a road rage guarantee. I think Houston wins the game. I just think that Houston has too much talent at receiver. And I like Clayton, too. Now, look, everyone knows I love Zach Wilson, BYU's quarterback. I watched his first college game, started talking about him as an NFL player then. And they've looked great to this point. Their dominance took a hit last week where they were in a close football game. But they've looked good. The problem is, you know, when I watch La Tech play them, they move the ball against BYU a little more than I thought they would or should. And I just think Houston's an entirely different animal. I think they had NFL talent all over the offense. And it starts with Stevenson at wide receiver, who, you know, is one of the best wide receivers in America. That whole group of wide receivers, Dana thinks is the best group he's ever had. I agree. He just has NFL talent everywhere at wide receiver. And he has an NFL caliber quarterback. Now, Clayton Tune is still making some mistakes, and they're going to have to be careful about that. You know, when they started the game against against Tulane, they made a whole bunch of mistakes in the first few minutes. Again, remember, they've been waiting to play football for weeks and weeks and weeks. That was their first game. You know, it's why you can't judge them. You know, they got off to a really rough start in the game. They trailed 24-7, but the talent was still evident. And once they settled down and started playing football, they just blew Tulane right off the field. I mean, just crushed them. Well, this is their second game. And in general, the biggest improvement is made between the first game and the second game. And it's hard to think of a team playing the second game. You know, it's funny, Ramon, when we went to break, I was thinking about this. It's like, you know, it's like the waves of people coming into the cafeteria or something at different times a day. You know, that's how we're playing the football season. You know, in other words, you know, this feels like, does it not, that we're approaching the midway point of the college football season, right?
Yes.
And yet there are leagues that haven't even started playing yet. The Big Ten hasn't started playing. The Pac-12 hasn't started playing. I mean, for like much of the rest of college football, it feels like we're about halfway through. Certainly from an ACC standpoint, it feels that way. But much of college football hasn't even begun yet. And Houston is one of the teams in a particularly odd situation because, you know, every game that they were supposed to play was being canceled. And so they're only on their second game of the year. Now, I don't think they've touched what they're going to become. And I think you're going to see what they're capable of tonight. Now, again, the mistakes concern me a little bit. But I'm hoping that they have cleared that up a little bit tonight. If they have, I just think they have too much talent for BYU. We shall see. I also like the fact that their run defense has vastly improved over where it was a year ago. Tulane is a running football team, and Houston stoned that run game. You take away the run from BYU, and you make Wilson one-dimensional, his 80% will go way down. And I think BYU will struggle on offense. I actually think Houston wins the game, and with the 5, they are your next road rage guarantee. All right, what's the next game there, Ramon?
The actual first game is Pitt at Miami. I took Miami. Miami's a 10-point favorite. I was going to take Pitt. I went back and forth, and then I finally settled on Miami.
Yeah, this game is a mess. Miami's starting left tackle, Campbell, was supposed to miss this game. Now he's allegedly going to play. How healthy he's going to be, I don't know. That matters because he's going to go up against Patrick Jones, and if he's not available, they're not going to be able to block Patrick Jones at all. That's a problem. And I don't know what his health is going to be, even if he plays. Now, the same thing holds true for Kenny Pickett, who was limping around the field at the end of last game. Now, Pickett is a warrior, really tough kid. And, I mean, I think you'd have to cut his leg off to keep him out. The injury report I saw today say he's playing. So my expectation is he'll play, and you know here's the kind of kid he is, and it's not a fake. But he'll limp to the huddle, and then and when it comes time to snap the ball, he's not going to show you that. He's going to play. He'll play through it, and you won't really notice it. But it's easy to imagine a scenario where the Miami Hurricanes make that worse, is it not? And that Pickett isn't able to complete the game. And if you don't have Pickett, then this thing could get out of hand. You know, as is, the spread's like 13.5 in this game, and the total is like 47. That's a low total for a 13.5-point spread. You know, I would think it's a defensive game. Pittsburgh, as I've said during the week, can do some of the same things to Miami that Clemson did. That defensive front really gets after you. I think Miami now has a concern with an injury issue at left tackle. That would be the Jones matchup. Pittsburgh's physical on the outside. They have athletic DBs. Now, they get flagged a lot. You can see a lot of penalties in this game. The Pittsburgh-Miami game could be sort of an ugly game. I would not be surprised to see some incidents in this game. It just, Miami coming off a game that they took some cheap shots, frustrated at the way they lost. Pittsburgh having lost a couple times in a row that we predicted, by the way, both of them, NC State, NBC. So they're going to be antsy too, and they're that way by nature anyway. I don't know. I would expect some fireworks in this game that have nothing to do with offense, that have to do with the fact that I don't think these two teams like each other. I don't think either one of these two teams are going to be in a good mood. I just think there's, this game really has the potential of some on-field ugliness. In fact, I would almost count on it. In terms of the game itself, I took Miami. Do I know for certain that Miami's going to win this game? No, I don't. You know, what's the old adage, Ramona, that I use on the show? A team who believes themselves a national title contender off of their first loss invariably flatlines the next week. It is not what people think.
Yes.
They are not angry. They do not rebound. No, but and that's a 90% effective thing when it comes to spread. But did Miami really believe themselves a national title contender or not? That's the part of the equation I'm not 100% sure of. Let me tell you about MyBookie. Winning season returns at MyBookie.ag. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares at MyBookie.ag. Winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice. It's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code WCCP. Double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is awaiting me at MyBookie, awaiting you at MyBookie.ag. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie.ag. Ramona, wasn't Joe on hold earlier? Where is Joe? You know, better yet, where are the South Carolina fans? Because you actually have a winnable game against Auburn. You have a winnable game against Auburn. And it's a game that, quite honestly, field goal Will has to have. Field goal Will has to have this game. Make no mistake about it. It's a vital game for field goal Will and his future. Can Will Muschamp win a game like this? See, I think his team maybe can. Can he win a game where he has to compete against Gus Malzahn's brain in the fourth quarter and make winning decisions that don't involve field goals? Walked up to the Red Rage. Quick break. You want in 654-7627. We'll be right back. I have Clemson all over Georgia Tech, 54-10. It is Brent Venables against rookie quarterback Sims. Not a good matchup for Georgia Tech.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show, presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game, only on The Roar.
Barbecue is back at Bojangles. Yeah. Barbecue at Bojangles. So grab a tangy, tender pulled pork barbecue sandwich combo. It's bow time.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Nobody loves fall more than a Clemson Tiger, and there is no better place to be this fall than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel was built for Clemson alums by Clemson alums with killer views of Death Valley and Lake Hartwell from the patio. Plus, you can buy a condo and use it when you want, and we will rent it out when you don't. Come see it for yourself. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Go Tigers.
The kick is up, and it's good. The crowd goes wild. Score big this October with Michelin at the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through October 31st, purchase four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Feel confident this fall on a new set of Michelin tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Give Zach or Joey a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
You've heard
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over two decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are your Medicare supplement and prescription drug plans becoming uncomfortably affordable? Since Plan F can no longer accept people aging into Medicare as of 1-1-2020, we are beginning to see costs go up steeply. This trend will only continue or worsen as this group's average age increases. We may have a solution for you. There are a few Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plans out there that have a lower out-of-pocket maximum, lowering your risk, have low to no monthly premiums, and have desirable extra benefits like dental, vision, gyms, or hearing. If you would like to review your options, please call 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, our services always come free to you.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Lindsey Graham talks about the importance of conservative judges and what that means in this election.
The biggest difference between liberals and conservatives is the role of a judge. In the liberal world, the judge can make up law. They can do things for the liberal movement that you can't do at the ballot box. They make the law. They don't interpret it. In a conservative world, the judge interprets the law as written by legislators or the Constitution itself. They don't add to it. This is the biggest difference in this election. I am for conservative judges. I'm going to be for Amy Barrett. My opponent has opposed Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and he would oppose every conservative judge. The Supreme Court is at stake. We must get this right. If you want a liberal court, vote for Jamie Harrison. If you want a conservative court, vote for me.
When so much is at stake, we need a fighter who will stand up to the liberal agenda. Senator Lindsey Graham, a leader who gets things done.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Graham.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Test line, we play the best music. We did best sports, best music. That's what we are. It's what we do. Fast 4 hours of radio. Gamecock fans from must not be very confident. We hear from all the time. Not against Auburn.
Not today.
Not against Auburn. No, I think I heard Quack say today a stat I had not seen. That did he say that Auburn hasn't beaten or South Carolina hasn't beaten Auburn in Columbia since 1933 or something? Now, I don't know how many times they played. That's always the key with that. And, of course, in reality, none of that has anything to do with this game this Saturday. This game this Saturday is going to be won, I think, by whether Will Muschamp can deliver as a coach. I keep trying to think about when he's beaten offensive-minded head coaches. I mean, I don't know. Somebody suggested Harbaugh in Michigan. It's hard to consider Harbaugh offensive-minded. Harbaugh may have been a quarterback and an offensive coach by trade, but you'd be hard-pressed to prove that. Let me tell you about my friends at Stamps.com. This holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. That means the post office is going to be busy. You don't have any time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS, the brown trucks, right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders during the record-setting holiday season, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail's ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's just that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail and 62% off UPS shipping rates. Up to 62% off. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is an absolute no-brainer. Saves you time and money. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com. Instead, there's no risk. With my promo code ROADRAGE, capital letters, one word, you get a special offer. Listen now. That includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Road Rage is one word. That's Stamps.com. And a Road Rage is one word. Stamps.com. Never, never, ever, ever go to the post office again. By the way, Ramona, texter 561 wrote me. We all want to know, is Bellinger playing high, smoking the stuff? I don't know. He has a perpetual munchy look to him.
Yeah.
I think it may just be his look. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. I know this. I know the Los Angeles Dodgers cannot come back and win this series if he does not hit. I know that. Because some of those other guys, Seager is a given. Like I said, he's the natural, but Bellinger is the streaky guy. And the Braves turned him back off last night. The Dodgers cannot mount this comeback without him hitting. You know, and from a Braves standpoint, tonight is just like a free roll. You know, whatever happens tonight happens. If you're a Braves fan, and we'll get back to the games in a minute. If you're a Braves fan, life doesn't get much better than this thing tonight. It's a total house money roll of the dice. In other words, it doesn't matter who you throw out there. If you win it, it's over, and you move on to the World Series. If you don't, you have your best pitcher going in Game 6. So it's a total freebie. The Braves, the Braves will be as loose as ever because there's no pressure on this game tonight at all from their standpoint. None. It's an absolute free shot to end this series against the prohibitive favorite, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, if you somehow lose tonight, then game six becomes the pressure game. You'll still have your best pitcher going. But you'll know that if you lose game six, you're probably losing game seven. Probably. I'm not saying anything with conviction in this series anymore because I've been wrong twice. So I'm down to probablys now. I'm down to probablys now. And in terms of tonight's game, I'm not even making a pick because I don't have any idea. I mean, logic tells me it's a game the Dodgers should win, but logic said the Dodgers should have won the series. And that hasn't happened. So we'll see. And we apparently won't know until like midnight or something because of the 9:08 start. All right, Ramona, let's get back to these games because what have we covered? Like one of them?
We did two.
Two. Yes.
Do you want to do, and the next one is right. Auburn, South Carolina.
Okay. I can guess at what you did.
I picked Auburn.
I had guessed that. Yeah,
I never pick South Carolina. I even picked, like, what, didn't Tennessee and South Carolina play? And I picked Tennessee.
They did.
So, no, I don't ever pick South Carolina.
Well, and you were right. You were 100% right. And actually, I had South Carolina in that game. So, maybe that's my first mistake because I have them again.
You picked South Carolina?
I'm taking South Carolina. I did. I took South Carolina to win the game outright. I actually think that at this moment in time, they're the better team. I do not trust Will Muschamp, to be clear. I don't entirely trust Gus Malzahn and Chad Morris and that combo either, unless they're playing Alabama on the Plains. And then I trust them. But other than that, the one thing that concerns me again is the Will Muschamp defensive mind. And when I say defensive mind, I mean defensive in every area. Defense to winning. The Will Muschamp defensive conservative mindset against the more open Gus Malzahn offensive mindset. Because as I said, I can find examples where Muschamp beat guys who look like him. Like when he beat Kirby Smart in Georgia last year, I just can't find many examples of him beating guys that look like Malzahn. In other words, offensive minds. There just aren't really any examples there. I mean, I don't know. I was sort of going back and looking through the seasons under Muschamp and trying to find them. And all I can find are like marginal fits. I don't find anybody who's really what I'm talking about. A good football team coached by an offensive mind that Muschamp has beaten. I'm not sure there are any of them. So this might be the first opportunity at that. Now, people might debate whether Auburn's a good football team. You know, we don't know that as yet. You know, really, everybody is pouncing on Knicks, but it hasn't been a Knicks issue. It's been an offensive line issue. It's been an issue of they haven't been able to protect. I mean, the game against Georgia was an abomination. Knicks was essentially Sam Darnold in every Jets game against Georgia. And they've got to protect better. Now, they ran the ball with some success against Arkansas. That's the first step to protecting better. And maybe that's what we're going to see. But as you come into this game, you know, Colin Hill is posting better numbers than Knicks is. The South Carolina offensive line is probably playing better than the Auburn offensive line. The South Carolina run game with Harris, who we told you about preseason, has been better than the Auburn run game. Shai Smith has equaled Seth Williams or Schwartz as a receiver. They need some secondary help. Muse is starting to step up in that regard as tight end. I think he had 85 yards of receptions last game. I don't know about Ernest Jones and what the deal with him is. No one's answered that for me. We'll continue this on the other side. Let me tell you about Turner's. The perfect way to express yourself is a beautiful gift from Turner's. They have a sparkling selection of rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, and so much more. Whatever your occasion, you find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart. Amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. It's always the right time to give a gift she'll remember forever. Don't forget, Marcus, the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. No one is remotely close. He has something in every price range, so the perfect diamond for you if it's time to pop the question. Show your school spirit with university charms with the Turner's Jewelers Collection. Choose Turner's for all your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands. They design jewelry in-house each and every day. 3D CAD technology. They've done it forever. If you can draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online, turnersjewelers.com. Quick break.
WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Just a couple of days away from Clemson's trip to Atlanta to take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Now, it may remind you about their visit there in September 22nd of 2018. It was in that game that Trevor Lawrence really introduced himself to the college football world as he went 13 of 18 passing for 176 yards, four touchdowns, and a 49-21 victory against Georgia Tech. Of course, after that, Lawrence becomes the starting quarterback and led the team to 25 consecutive victories as a starting quarterback. Included in that was two ACC championships, two college football playoff appearances, two national championship game berths, and, of course, the 2018 national title. Now, this week, Lawrence, who is 29-1 as a starting quarterback, will attempt to become just the fourth quarterback in Clemson history to win 30 games as a starter. He would thus join Rodney Williams, Taj Boyd, and Deshaun Watson, all of whom are tied for the school record with 32 wins each. Saturday's contest also offers a matchup of contrasting strengths as Clemson enters the game tied for second in the country with 18 sacks. Georgia Tech tied for seventh in the nation. They have only allowed two. In our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
Former Governor Nikki Haley talks about her friend Lindsey Graham and his importance to South Carolina.
There's not a time you call Lindsey Graham and say, I need you, that he doesn't stop traffic and help. Lindsey has always been about helping people, whether it's our ports that he's fighting for, whether it's helping recruit a company to South Carolina, whether it's fighting for American workers. South Carolinians come first, no matter who they are, where they come from, or what they need. Lindsey's always on it. His constituent services are second to none. I know Lindsey. He's a dear friend. Don't be fooled. None of what they're saying about Lindsey is true. There are radical differences between Lindsey and his opponent. Lindsey has been a huge part of the growth and success of South Carolina. It's why we need to keep him.
Remember, early voting has begun. Let's keep Lindsey Graham working for South Carolina.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message and ask for your vote on Tuesday, November the 3rd.
Paid for by Team Graham.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game, only on The Roar.
The kick is up, and it's good. The crowd goes wild. Score big this October with Michelin at the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through October 31st, purchase four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Feel confident this fall on a new set of Michelin tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Give Zach or Joey a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're celebrating 20 years in business at Bennett Equipment. Join us as we celebrate on Thursday, October 29th from 10 to 4 at our Piedmont store. We'll demo Takeuchi products, link belt excavators, have lots of door prizes, and factory reps will be on hand. And if you buy a Takeuchi machine that day, you'll be entered in a drawing to receive a $2,000 discount on your purchase. Thanks for making it a great 20 years, and remember, if you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.